Mike Stanton, would you pray to open our Sunday school lesson? So this is our second part of the Easter Resurrection Sunday School class. Last week we looked at the death, burial, and resurrection. This morning I want you to turn to Matthew chapter 28. Matthew 28. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulcher. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and become as dead men. And the angels answered and said unto the women, Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come and see the place where the Lord lay. And go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead, and behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you. And they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word. Now we were challenged with just a couple of Sundays ago and with meetings with Sam Gipp, the idea of trying to, when you read a passage of Scripture, put yourself in that place. Can you think about it this morning? As if you were coming to the tomb. There'd been guards on it for 3 days and three nights. And you get there and it's empty. You get there and two angels appear unto you. And it's talking about the fear that they had. They came to the tomb to prepare the body for a permanent burial. And the stone has been rolled away. They didn't know what happened. I don't know about you. I'm getting old enough now that when something is not the way I expect it, for a moment, confusion sets in. Okay, I'm watching Linda Bacon shaking her head, yes. Okay, the confusion sets in. He's not there. But the angels gave them the good news. And run and go tell the disciples. Can you imagine what that was like? Can you picture that in your mind? He'd been crucified. They'd seen it. He'd been put in a borrowed tomb. They'd seen it. And now he's risen. And they haven't seen him yet, but they're supposed to go and tell the disciples. Look at Matthew 27, verse 63. I'll start at verse 62. Now, the next day that followed the day of the preparation, the chief priests and the Pharisees came together unto Pilate, saying, Sir, we remember that deceiver said, while he was yet alive, after 3 days I will rise again. Command, therefore, that the sepulchre be made sure until the third day, lest his disciples come by night and steal him away and say unto the people, he is risen from the dead. So the last error shall be worse than the first. See, they're thinking the whole thing is a mistake. It's an error. This is a false prophet. But they knew about the resurrection. They knew what was taking place. So many times, the Lord is doing a work in the most difficult and complex of times. I'm frustrated this morning. I'm ashamed of my country. I'm ashamed of this state. When we have a president who takes Resurrection Sunday and he mixes it with a day to honor mental illness. Because that's what transgenderism is. It's gender dysphoria. More and more doctors are coming and saying, and I want you to understand something. You can maybe know somebody who's going through that. And yes, they have issues. But why would you take the most important day in Christendom and tie it to transgenderism? This country is in trouble. The Lord works greatest during difficult times. It's very early Sunday morning, the first day of the week, and they find the empty tomb. I'm cranked up about that. Pastor Kenny's cranked up about that. How anybody who believes anything about God, about the Lord Jesus Christ, could ever vote for someone who would do that. It's beyond me. It's just beyond me. But he's not in the tomb. Okay. Right now, where is he? He's seated at the right hand of the Father, making what? Intercession for you and me. We're praying people get saved today. Are you praying people get saved today? We live in a place that they could do that. If that doesn't bother you, check your salvation. Now we need to see that our Savior, risen Savior, appeared to multiples. I want you to go to Mark 16, the last chapter in Mark. We're going to look at a lot of verses this morning. Okay, is that okay with you? I want to get my mind back on Scripture. Let's look at a lot of verses this morning. Mark 16, verse 9. Now when Jesus was risen early the first day of the week, he appeared first to who? Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast seven devils. He first appears to her. Okay, you know what it comes down to? Because who's forgiven much should love much. I don't know what you've been forgiven, but I've been forgiven much. Okay, my wife looks at it. I got saved April 10th, 1977. It was Resurrection Sunday of 1977. Now, the thing changes because it's tied to Easter, which is a pagan holiday. But my wife this morning is singing to me. Up from the grave he arose. Okay? And then she says, happy spiritual birthday. And I said, well, it was April 10th. And she goes, but it's always been, you know, to me, it was on Easter Sunday. It was on Resurrection Sunday. So today is your spiritual birthday. You know what the thing is? I'm old chronologically, and I'm old in the Lord. And I still don't know why he deals with me. You know how many mistakes I make? But he appeared to Mary Magdalene. Look at Matthew 28. Verse 9. And they went to tell his disciples, this is Mary Magdalene and the other Mary. And behold, Jesus met them, saying, all hail. And they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him. So the women that came and left. All right. Go to Luke 24. I don't want to think this is more turning in your Bible than you've done this week, but maybe. Luke 24, if I'm miserable to you, I'm sorry, it's not your fault. I'm sorry, I just can't. I'm just so frustrated with that thing. And I, you know, the Lord's trying to say, well, set your affections on things above and not things where? On this earth. Luke 24. Verse 13, and behold, two of them went to the same day to the village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 70 furlongs. You with me? And they talked together all these things which had happened, and it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were holden that they should not know him. And he said unto them, What manner of communication are these that ye have one to another as ye walk and are sad? And one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answering, said unto him, Art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem, and hast not known the things which are come to pass there in these days? And he said unto them, What things? And they said unto him concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and have crucified him. But we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. And beside all this, today is the third day since these things were done. Yea, and certain women also of our company made us astonished, which were early at the sepulchre, when they found not his body. They came, saying that they had also seen a vision of angels, which had said that he was alive. And certain of them which were with us went to the sepulchre and found it even so as the women said, but him they saw not. And he said unto them, O fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And at the beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them all the scriptures, the things concerning himself. And they drew nigh unto the village whither they went, and he made as though he would have gone further. But they constrained him, saying, Abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. And he went to tarry with them. And it came to pass, as he sat and meat with them, he took bread and blessed it and brake and gave it to them. And their eyes were opened, and they saw him. And he vanished, what? Out of their sight. And they said one to another, Did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened us the scriptures? And they rose up in the same hour and returned to Jerusalem and found the 11 gathered together and them that were with them, saying, The Lord is risen indeed and hath appeared to Simon. And they told what things were done in the way, how that he was known of them in the breaking of bread. So you have him appearing to the two, and they don't recognize him at first. But you notice it also said he appeared to Simon. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Your memory verse for today comes out of this. This is the gospel message in teaching the preaching preparation and preaching class, delivery class. I asked them, what is the gospel? What is the gospel? Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel, the good news, which I preached unto you, which also ye have received and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. Our current president claims to be a Catholic. That's what I got saved out of. For I delivered unto you the first of all, that which also I received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. Now, what's the next verse say? And that he was seen of Cephas and then of the 12. He was seen of Peter. You got the two on the road. You have Peter who has seen him. That night, that Sunday night in Jerusalem, turn to John chapter 20. Can you picture how this goes? Mary has seen him. The other women have seen him. The two on the road have seen him. Peter has seen him. And the other ones still don't what? Believe. They don't believe. Can you picture that? Would it be too fantastic? Would you believe? Think about that. One rose from the dead. Would you believe? Now, you may have been following, but would you believe? You say you believe now, but would you have then? If Jesus walked into the building this morning, physically. Would you believe it's him if he declared so? John chapter 20, verse 19. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, see, and these are there, we do not keep the Sabbath. We worship the first day of the week. The Sabbath was specifically given to the Jews. You can't keep the Sabbath, because you know what the Sabbath is if you study Scripture? It's from sundown Friday night to sundown Saturday night in Jerusalem. That's not the same time frame here, is it? The same day, at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and said, saith unto them, what? Peace be unto you. I don't know about you, but that sure make me nervous. And when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Then said Jesus to them, peace be unto you, as my Father hath sent me, even so what? Send I you. What's our purpose? Go. Tell them that there's a risen Savior. Have you mentioned it to anybody this week? And when he had said this, he breathed on them, saith unto them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sins ye remit, they are remitted unto them, and whosoever sins ye retain, they are retained. But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. Isn't that amazing? You find the same passage, Luke 24, 33 through 48. Go to Mark 16. In verse 14, afterward he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat and upbraided them, what? He upbraided them, why? With their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not which had seen him after he was risen. He appeared to them that night. I wonder how many of us are going to be involved in a situation because we haven't done what he told us to do, and that is to go to others. Do you have loved ones who haven't heard? Do you have people you work with who haven't heard? Do you have neighbors who haven't heard? You cannot win them, but your job is to tell them. There's going to be a time when our Savior comes, and there's going to be people who he's going to say to, you had the opportunity. Is there going to be some of us that are going to be there because we're saved and we get to be with him, that he's going to say, you never told them? You were so busy thinking about yourself and your cares and your concerns and what's going on in your life today in this world that you didn't tell those that you came in contact with. See, because this says, go ye into all the world. Now, we love to celebrate this day, to think about our risen Savior. But we're commanded to tell others the rest of the days. I firmly believe at the judgment seat of Christ, I'm going to remember those that I had opportunity to tell and didn't. How do you resolve that issue? I won't ask you this morning to do this. New Testament tracks. Everywhere I go. And sometimes I still don't give them out. But you know what I can't give out? What I don't have on me. We have a job to do. How many of you say, well, it can't get much worse. Thank God Jesus is coming. Go and tell them. Go and tell them. They may not believe you, but you'll have done what God told you to do. Turn back to John chapter 20. See, we see Thomas called Didymus wasn't there. Now we go 8 days later. And after 8 days, again, his disciples were within. They're still afraid. And Thomas with them. Then came Jesus to the doors being shut and stood in the midst and said, what? You know what the message of Jesus is when he comes into your life? Peace be with you. Peace be with you. That's the message. See, Thomas was so bold when he wasn't there before, and they said, the Savior's come. He's risen. And what did he say? Lest I could put my hands where? In the wound, put my fingers in the wounds of his hand and in his side, I will not what? Believe. And after 8 days, again, his disciples were within and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, peace be unto you. Then saith he to Thomas, reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand, and thrust them into my side, and be not what? But believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, my Lord and my God. Jesus saith unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, and hast believed, blessed are they that have not seen and yet believed. Well, Thomas believed enough that history, the accounts of his life, give us that he was martyred for Jesus Christ, going to a foreign country, telling them that a Savior had come. Thomas was there. John 21. This whole chapter is about the disciples going back to the things that were normal for them. After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias, and on this wise showed he himself. There were together Simon Peter and Thomas called Didymus, and Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, and the two other of his disciples. Now, who are the sons of Zebedee? James and John. Okay? Simon Peter saith unto them, I go a-fishing. They say unto him, we also go with thee. They went forth and entered into the ship immediately, and that night they caught nothing. But when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Then Jesus saith unto them, children, have ye any meat? And they answered him, no. A bunch of fishermen, and he calls them children. And he said unto them, cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. They cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it in for the multitude of the fishes. You find out in the account 153 of them. I don't know if there's any importance to it, but the Bible gives you the numbers, so it's got to come up someplace. Don't ask me why, because I don't know. So he appears to them there. And that's when he speaks to Peter. And he says, feed my lambs. Feed my sheep. Feed my sheep. Matthew 28. This is where the Great Commission comes from. Verse 16. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some what? Some doubted. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. He goes to the disciples on the mountain. You see how many people got to see him? And some still doubted? I want to encourage you this morning, you by faith believed in the resurrection, and have you ever seen him? They still doubted. I made mention of the religious, so-called religious background of our illustrious president, and he is the president of the United States. People say, not my president. No, he's the president of the United States. But you know, there's going to be Catholics in heaven who still went to the Catholic Church. The difference is, because I've met some of them, I've talked to some of them, I've tried to lead some to the Lord and they were saved, is that even though they were continuing in their church, they had truly accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. I've met some Baptists who thought they were going to heaven because they were good Baptists. And they're going to split hell wide open. See, so I'm not... I'm a born-again, Bible-believing Christian. I'm a Baptist by choice. If you're here in this church, what does a Baptist believe? The Bible is the sole authority of all matters of faith and practice. Autonomy of the local church. There's no hierarchy telling us what to do here. Priesthood of the believer. That means I'm no different than you. We all have that as a responsibility before Jesus Christ to go and tell a lost and dying world. Ministering as a priest. Two ordinances. Believers' baptism after salvation, as a testimony of that, in the Lord's table, as a memorial to that, which we will practice tonight. Encourage you to come back tonight. We'll be doing the communion service, the Lord's table. The I is individual soul liberty. You answer for you. I got saved out of a church that said I could go pray somebody out. Can't happen. Now, Luke 16 is happening. Go tell them so they don't come here with me. The S is a saved, baptized church membership. And the T for Baptist, I just give you the acronym, is two offices. Just two. Pastor and deacon. The only one's given by God. Only one's given in the book. Now, our deacons in this church act as trustees. I don't find trustees in the Bible. But I find trustees in dealing with secular government. That doesn't mean it's wrong. But our deacons are the trustees. Okay, so that's Baptist. You don't put another S on it to make it because we're plural. That would be separation of church and state. Okay? But that's what a Baptist is. So that's why I'm a Baptist. Because those things can line up with what? What the Scriptures teach. But the most important thing is, am I fulfilling what God saved me for? Go and tell. Go and tell. 1 Corinthians 15. We read the passage on what the gospel is. It's the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ in verse 6. And it says, and after that, seen after he was seen of Cephas and of the 12 in the room, after that he was seen of above what? 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some are fallen asleep. The Apostle Paul, by the inspiration of Scripture, the time this book was written, okay, and the common accepted time for this is 57 A.D., so we're talking how many years since Jesus rose? Yeah, 30-some years. Most of them still alive. 500 at once. In verse 7. After that, he was seen of who? That's the half-brother of Jesus. Then of all the apostles. Okay. James, that's the half-brother of Jesus. And it says the other disciples, right? Go to Luke 10. Luke 10. When it says of all the apostles, they're talking about not the 12. See, what are you saying? Luke 10, after these things, the Lord appointed other 70 also and sent them two and two before his face into every city and in place whither he himself would come. Therefore he said unto them, the harvest is truly great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he would send forth laborers into his harvest. Go your ways, behold, I send you forth as lambs among wolves. That wasn't just the 12, that was the 70 others. Okay? So that's where it says, and he was seen of James, and then of all the apostles. That other 70. Last he was seen of someone who murdered Christians. When the Apostle Paul talks about this, 1 Corinthians 15, in verse 8, and last of all he was seen of me also as one born out of due time. For I am least of the apostles, that am not meet to be called an apostle, because I, what? Persecuted the church of God. I just given you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 different testimonies of his appearance after the resurrection. Look at Acts chapter 1. This former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, that's beloved, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach unto the day which he was taken up, after that he, through the Holy Ghost, had given the commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen. To whom also he showed himself alive after his passion, if you got the right Bible, by many what? Not certain, infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days thence or hence. And when they therefore were come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, wilt thou this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? They were looking for their Messiah to come. They were looking for the coming king still. That's why the Jews didn't believe in the first place. They were looking for their coming king to rescue them from the circumstances of their captivity and their bondage to the world, instead of looking him as for the Savior. So they're still looking for him to come back and to set up the kingdom. I think he's waited a little bit, don't you? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times, the seasons, which the Father hath put in his own power. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria, unto the uttermost parts of the earth. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven, as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. Forty days after his resurrection, the command was given. And what does the resurrection mean? Well, it means I don't worship a dead leader. Okay? I don't worship Buddha, who died. I don't worship Confucius, who died. I don't worship Lenin, father of communism, who died. Okay? I don't care what, you can go to their tomb. They died. You know what they didn't do? Rise again and walk on the face of this earth for 40 days to show that they had power over sin, hell, the grave, death. That's the one we worship. It means that Jesus is God. John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was not a God, was God. You say, why do I say that? Because there's people who try to say that he was a God. She can't cut that out. What I'm saying to you is you need to understand, he's part of how we send people. All right? He's going to tell. In India, they want to add Jesus as another God. The work being done is to show them that he's the only God. Islam tries to say that Jesus is another prophet. No, he's God. He's God. Romans chapter 1. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God, which he hath promised afore by his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, concerning his Son Jesus Christ our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by what? Resurrection from the dead. Romans 8. What does the resurrection mean? What does it mean? Verse 10. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also what? Quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Guess what we get? He'll raise our bodies too. 1 Corinthians 15. Verse 55. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory. The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 17. And if Christ be not raised, your what? Faith is in vain, you're yet in your sins. You know what I thank God for? Therefore, if any man be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature, not a new creation, a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. My faith is not in vain. It means that the founder of our faith is alive and helping us. Go to Hebrews chapter 7. Verse 22, and by so much was Jesus made a surety of a better testament. And they truly were many priests, because they were not suffered to continue by reason of death. But this man, because he continueth ever, hath an unchangeable priesthood. Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he what? Ever liveth to make intercession for me. All the other faiths have a dead founder who can't intercede. Go to Colossians chapter 2. What does it mean, the resurrection? Verse 13, and you being dead, Colossians chapter 2, verse 13, and you being dead in your sins and uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all what? How many of them? Blotting out the handwriting of the ordinances which was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Song in our hymn book, what sins are you talking about? I don't remember them anymore. Okay. What we see in the world, what's going on with Transgender Acknowledgement Day today, is the devil doesn't like the resurrection. The devil doesn't like the resurrection. He doesn't like it. You know why? You know what the resurrection shows? I've read the, you know, it's like, the old saying, you know, I got the cliff notes. I read the end of the book, and guess what? We win. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed, and it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Shows he was defeated. Revelation chapter 11. And the seventh angel sounded, verse 15. And there were great voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ. And he shall what? Forever and ever. I kind of like that, don't you? Go to Revelation chapter 1. This is why the devil doesn't like the resurrection. He's the prince and power of the air. He's the spirit that worketh in the children of disobedience. He is the little g, God of this world. He's the father over the children of pride. But he's not Jesus. In Revelation chapter 1, verse 17, and when I saw him, that's Jesus, I fell at his feet. This is the Apostle John. fell at his feet as dead, and he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, Fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am what? Alive evermore, amen, and have the keys of hell and of? He hates the resurrection because now Jesus, because Satan, according to the Bible, is the angel of death. He lost that also. It shows the extent of God's great love for us. But God commendeth his love towards us in that while we were yet what? Christ died for us. I want you to think. We celebrate Resurrection Sunday today. We're having a cantata. People have been invited. Tonight we'll be obedient to the Lord in practicing the Lord's table, the communion service tonight. How does the resurrection set Christianity apart, Bible-believing Christianity apart from other faiths? I heard someone this week I was listening to, and he just gave a description. He say someone who lived in a small country was not involved in the politics of that country, was not concerned with that country's position politically in the rest of this world, never claimed to take authority over that country, had a normal job. Only proclaimed for 3.5 years. And when people want to declare something by a name, it's his. They want to swear, they swear by his name. Because of him, the world hates his followers until they become one. Do you ever think about that? 3.5 years in a little country that you could drop in the middle of the Adirondack Park. It's only about 60 miles wide and 120 miles long. He didn't travel in the Gospels. Did Jesus travel to every little town in Israel? And it turned the greatest power in the world upside down. Why? Because the grave could not hold him. And because he told us to go ye therefore into all the world. That's the power of the resurrection. And it should be the thing that anyone we know should have heard from us. And all God's people said, take a break.